The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, joined again by Will Sommer, who is the author of False Flags. You should read that newsletter. It's awesome. You should subscribe to this YouTube feed. It's awesome. Today, we're going to be talking about another unique character in the Trump orbit. This person actually has been confirmed, has a very serious job. It is Harmeet Dhillon. She oversees the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice, where she serves as Assistant Attorney General. Harmeet is a longtime lawyer in conservative circles. I might be wrong that she represented Trump on some prior matters. She got a very big job and she got confirmed for it. But I've been tickled to watch that even as she's gotten this job and that she's gotten her feet wet and all that stuff, she's remained a fairly robust, if not obsessive, Twitter user. And mostly from her private account, which I happen to follow. And it's like the most amazing stuff. It's like, here's some recommendations for how to deal with the pollen in Washington, D.C. And like, you know, engaging, you know, her trolls in like very direct manner in which I don't personally do. I don't really know many people who do it, but she's right there in the mentions. So, Will, you dove into this, and I think you have some data for us. What is the situation with Harmeet?
So, Harmeet Dhillon, she's the Assistant Attorney General, and this is a job that typically handles, you know, housing discrimination, voting rights, police brutality. But the way Harmeet Dhillon is doing it, it also includes a lot of tweeting. so she was sworn in April 8th. She's tweeted over 200 times. So, 11.9 times a day, according to my calculations.
That's like my level, and I'm bad.
Yeah, I mean, she's jamming them out. And to be clear, a lot of these are not like, you know, hey, stop discriminating or like what the Justice Department is doing. A lot are, what color Tesla should I buy? And and the one you referenced was, which was, you know, oh my gosh, there's so much pollen in D.C., but, you know, you might want to get a neti pot. You know, and right. So, you know, you pour it up your nose.
Yeah.
And so these are like, here's what I'm having for lunch today. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think it's an interesting experiment we have going on in the Trump administration where we take these right wing media personalities. Now, right. Harmeet Dhillon is obviously, she is a lawyer, but she's, I think, most famous for being sort of a Republican legal talking head.
She's and a taking Fox on these, fixture, right?
Exactly. And sort of taking on these conservative causes legally. And so now she's in charge of this division of, I think, roughly 400 lawyers, although many of them are quitting. And so, you know, like other people we've seen, like Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, Dan Bongino, she's also still kind of tending this personal audience of hers, in this case, by tweeting constantly.
All right. And let's talk about the what you referenced there, the people who are leaving the department. This was a CNN story from this week. I'm just going to read it because it's shocking. It goes like this. Approximately 70% of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is expected to accept a second offer to federal workers that allows them to resign from their positions and be paid through September, according to a source familiar with the situation. The division employs roughly 340 people who had until Monday night to accept the offer. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon, who oversees the Civil Rights Division, said over the weekend that more than 100 attorneys had accepted the offer, but the final number is expected to be well over 200. So that would leave the office with about 100, 140 or so. She went on Glenn Beck on his podcast over the weekend to talk about this. And this is what she said. En masse, dozens and now over 100 attorneys decided that they'd rather not do what their job requires them to do. I think that's fine. because we don't want people in the federal government who feel like it's their pet project to go prosecute, you know, police departments based on statistical evidence, or prosecute people praying outside abortion facilities instead of doing violence. That's not the job here. The job here is to enforce the federal civil rights laws, not woke ideology. So look, I mean, this is bound to happen. Because they want a rapid change of direction. They just want to reduce the footprint of the government. I would just say that, you know, it's a shame to a degree. And also, if I had a boss who was spending so much time on Twitter and then lecturing me about not doing my job, I probably would take the fork in the road email too. I would be like, screw this. Like, go have your Nepi pods and buy your Teslas. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting here is, I mean, in terms of her management of the Civil Rights Division, she really is pivoting it much more towards, you know, it'd be one thing to be like, all right, we're going to be a little laxer on police departments, perhaps. But I mean, she is making it about conservative culture war issues. So she says, I'm looking at anti-white discrimination. I'm looking at transgender women in women's sports. I mean, these are, you know, anti-Christian discrimination. But
that's what the whole government's being reconfigured around that stuff. I mean, that's it, right? It's like all anti-DEI.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, that frankly, I think that'll leave her with not a ton to do. And so maybe that explains why she is sort of jousting with her Twitter
but she's
trolls.
She's really aggressive with the unfollow and blocks, I've noticed.
Well, she's like a hardcore blocker, unfollow, muter, and she'll let you know. And so in this case,
tell them that they're being blocked. You could just block. But she's like,
well,
and
a lot of
blocked.
These people, she'll post like, this is what I cooked for lunch. And people will say, shouldn't she be running the Justice Department? And she'll say, like, muted for ignorance. a lot of the anger at her is,
I will say, she does get a fair bit of racism, which I feel is very unfortunate. And so she blocks on that. But a lot of it is also like, what's going on? Like, you have a job.
Well, and a lot of it is sort of these Trump grassroots who have been, you know, as we also saw with Dan Bongino, people who thought that, you know, Hillary Clinton was going to be shipped to Guantanamo on day one. And then she's saying, should I buy a Tesla? And they're saying, where are the arrests? We want the arrests.
Yeah. So what are the things that they're actually frustrated for? I mean, she's not, her division is not like Epstein files, right? Like, that's not it. But is she getting shit for stuff like that?
Yeah, she's getting a lot of criticism for just generally the sense that Republicans have that, as you said, that we aren't getting the Epstein files, we aren't getting the arrests. And so when she tweets things like, look at my garden, how it's going great at my new rental house in D.C., then, you know, they say, hey, where are the arrests we were promised? And she says, muted for dimwittery, you know, and so there's this kind of constant back and forth she has with her trolls. And again, you know, she's running this department of, at least for now, like 400 people. But, you know, it's not clear how attentively.
In September, it will be about a third of that. Ultimately, this is, I think you alluded to it. It's just sort of like, this is the Fox Newsification of the government, right? Like, these people are very good at managing, or not very good, at least they're very attentive to managing their public-facing images, and they like being on TV and they like interacting with folks. It's a little bit more complicated when you have a job.
At one point, she tweeted like, "All right, first week on the job, what podcast should I go on?" And people are just like, "You have other things to focus on, RB."
Has she gone on a fair number? I mean, she obviously did Glenn Beck. I haven't seen it. I haven't watched Fox that religiously. Does she do a lot of TV?
A good amount. I mean, she definitely has been on some podcasts. I watched one recently where she was like, these schools have become woke madrasas. So, you know, I mean, she's getting the message out.
Right. But it's funny because I just don't recall ever seeing like any official from the Department of Justice under Joe Biden ever doing TV or a podcast for that matter until it was absolutely necessary. But like even then it was very rare. So that's just the new world we live in, right? Like they're all doing media, they're all doing their own media, they're all doing podcasts, and you know, they learn from the boss, who's Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's a striking thing to watch, but then at the same time you think like, wait, what about the actual discrimination? Is any of that going to be prosecuted? And the answer appears to be no.
Well, different types of discrimination, just not traditional types. All right, Will, thank you for doing this. Thank you for going through the Twitter feeds of people so I don't have to. Thank you all for watching Will talk about this. Really appreciate that. Subscribe to the feed. We'll talk to you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.